Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
The swinging jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt introduces Swing Time, Sheffield Live FM's weekly selection of swing, jazz and blues. The presenters, that's me, Brian,
Mike
and John,
offer a mixture from all periods of jazz. So if you have a liking for jazz,
tune into Swing Time every Tuesday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest, be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 pm on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
All aboard!
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorching. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, yes. All right, so you've heard the adverts. You've heard it. You've heard from Eddie Grant. You've heard from the rest of the team at Sheffield Live. Live. And that means that we're halfway through the show. So, last few tracks. First one we played, Zed Bias, Neighbourhood. Released on UK garage label Locked On in 1999. And Zed came through last year to celebrate that record release. He did a 25 years of Neighbourhood tour, and yeah, we were really, really lucky to have him come through and yeah, perform in the venue for the second time actually. Yeah, it was a wicked night last year, and wouldn't be surprised if we get that guy to come through again, because he's just such a lovely man and an incredible talent, and yeah, huge inspiration to a lot of people I know. Next track we played was by Alex Perez, that was Forsaken, featuring Peven Everett and Spectra Soul, and that was taken off the Classics 2004 to 2017 Shogun Audio compilation. And yeah, for those who were there, Alex Perez, Plot 22.
That was a special one.
Yeah, that was probably one of the first club nights at Plot where it was completely sold out, and we had all of the attendees inside the venue at one
point.
No one was in the smoking area. As soon as Alex Perez came on, played his first track, yeah, smoking area was a ghost town. Everyone was slammed in like sardines on the dance floor and packed in by the bar and up the stairs and all sorts. But yeah, yeah, that was one not to forget anytime soon.
Super proper, memorable, proper. Yeah.
Yeah, special one.
And it was the first one we did the no phones thing as well.
Yeah.
In the venue, actually.
Yeah, it was.
Enforcing the no phones on the dance floor.
Mm. Yeah, we haven't got a text messaging service yet for this show, but yeah, obviously, you know, have a think about sending us your thoughts on our Instagram post.
Yeah. Give us a shout.
22. What do you think about no phones on the dance floor?
Yeah.
We put stickers over people's phone cameras when they arrive into the venue, and that's to stop people, yeah, basically watching and experiencing music through their phones and not being conscious about the experience that they're living at that current point. And yeah, I think you have to experience the music right there and then, be in the moment, and that's the only way. So that's why we do that.
Live and direct, baby.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not for everyone. Some people don't like that. Some people like to take photos and videos and take photos of themselves and take videos of themselves watching the acts. But each to their own. But yeah, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
On our Instagram post.
Yeah, it's worked pretty well for us. Certainly feels better in the venue. Especially when it comes to some of these nights we're talking about, where we've got legends in the game playing in a small venue in Sheffield, which is already a pretty special thing. But you know, we don't need to be scrambling to document those moments for social media or you know. Yeah, I think in a small room, especially, camera phones, flashes, and they could really change the vibe in club nights.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were fortunate enough to host LTJ Bookham in the venue a couple of years ago. Mm. And
I actually missed that one. Yeah. I was gutted. We were delivering a music course that week, and the Friday was the showcase, and I was just completely drained. I think I got home and had a Chinese takeaway and just kind of
conked out.
Mm. I was gutted. Yeah. But yeah. Yes. For those who were there, Mike, tell us.
Well, you know, it was similar to the Alex Perez show in a way, where it felt like it was one of these moments for the venue, like a real special moment where we've created something special for people. It was a perfect example of the type of club night we've been wanting to do in there, which is bringing these sort of seminal artists and really important underground artists of different genres and parts of the scene, and getting them to play 2 hours, up to 2 hours where we can, if not longer, which these days is, I guess, an extended set. And yeah, just make it all about the music. And yeah, having Bookham in there was obviously like just a real cool thing. And yeah, it draws a different crowd as well. You see, like, getting someone probably more contemporary in some ways, with Alex Perez or like Halogenics and Monroe and all these kind of drum and bass, new drum and bass producers. And then you contrast that with like legends from the 90s, and you realise there's a real diverse audience for this music still.
Yeah, LTJ's slamming it still. His tech setup, brilliant as well.
Let's just hear this last drop. No, we're talking about Bookham. This is actually a DJ Markey and SPY rework of Atlantis, but I think they did a real tasteful job on this one. Remember, you're listening to the Right Track Show on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, baby. What a banger. DeLorean Dynamite, that one.
Come on back with your love.
Hi, Pappy.
Come on back with your love.
Hi, Pappy.
If you're just tuning in, or even if you've been listening for a while but maybe just not paying attention, this is Right Track Show on Sheffield Live.
Live.
Sheffield Live. Yeah, we're here now, and we'll be taking over Saturday nights, 7 till 9, for the foreseeable. And, you know, you won't have to listen to us every week, it won't just be us two. We'll be getting loads of other people, roping them in as well. But, you know, if you've liked what you've heard tonight, there's a good chance you'll enjoy Sheffield Live between the hours of 7pm and 9pm on Saturday evenings. One's Luke Vibert, back with me. Before that, we had DeLorean Dynamite, Todd Terje. Right, it's a banger anyway. And before that, we mostly spoke over Atlantis by Bookham, LTJ Bookham, the Marquee and SPY rework. We've just been reminiscing a little bit, chatting about Right Tracks and Plot 22, our lovely little grassroots music venue and multi-purpose event space, workshop space, creative space down in Castlegate. You may also know us from hosting the Castlegate Festival every year in September, or from the Bowl Hills Festival, Right Tracks on the Bowl Hills, which we've not rolled out since 2019, but we're hopeful we'll be back up there again in the future doing our community music event thing.
Yo, yo, yo. Shouts to Phil and Jade locked in. Big ups to Ray as well. Hope you're enjoying the show. Big ups to Ines as well. Gashed, you're locked in. We'll be right back.
Yo, shout outs to Inez. Locked in.
Now locked in. You weren't locked in when I shouted you out before, though, were you?
They said that the hardcore would die. They said that the hardcore would die. But as long as the DJs are playing it, you're listening to it, and they're making it, hardcore will always be.
Check this out.
Just want to give a big shout out to Inez. Locked in.
Inez, come on. Are you locked in now or what? We're not going to shout you out again.
Yeah, if you want shouting out on the radio, make sure you're locked in to hear the shout out. If you're locked in now, presumably you can get in that message. Big up to all the listeners, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and DAB across Sheffield and Rotherham.
Amphetamines.
Alright, yo, so in the background, Pete Cannon and Amphetamines. Played a few tracks before, so. What did we go through? Sully, Flock. We had. And then we also had an absolute banger from Quake as well. Quake, what was your track? That was Get Wicked. Yeah, both artists, Sully and Quake, have, and Pete Cannon, all featured at our Zone 88 raves, which is an event brand of ours, closely tied to Plot 22. It's been our outlet for all things kind of like ravey and acidic, and yeah, we kind of plug in a lot of like techno, electro, jungle, hardcore and yeah, acid house and all that sort of stuff. Taking it back to the old school. But yeah, we've been hosting those parties in our space in Plot 22 for the past few years. Different showcases of various corners of the underground music world. And yeah, all the past three tracks we've played have, yeah, been from acts that I've played at those events, and yeah, they've been wicked parties, and I'm extremely tired from last night's party as well. We had a wicked collaboration, the second time we collaborated with I Love Acid, Post Humans, event brand and record label. Josh, shout out to him, and we had Maya as well, Nightwave, and they had a ruthless 3-hour back-to-back, yeah, journeying through all sorts of like acid and techno and electro and bouncy stuff like that. Me and Mikey went back-to-back to kick things off as well, and yeah, it was a wicked night. Yeah, wicked to collab with I Love Acid too, because that's like an event brand that we both like loved and yeah, kind of looked up to for many years, and it's wicked to be to doing stuff with them as well.
I remember going to one of the I Love Acid nights and seeing Alternate. When was it? Probably 5 years ago, something like that. So yeah, it's nice to have them in the venue and have them coming through our space when they come to Chef.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We've got some clips from that show from last night, but it's not with us.
We've got to get them cleared.
Yeah. And I'll be like, yeah, we've got recordings from that show last night. Yeah, should we play it on the show tonight? Sheffield Live. Yeah, let's definitely do that. All right, yeah, have you got the USB stick? No. Have you got the USB? No. All right, yeah, it's cool. So you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait to hear them. With Zone 88, we do run a mix series. Last time we got the Alabaster come through to the venue. We had John De Silva and Post Human on a... I think they were on a two-hour back-to-back. Again.
Tasty.
Yeah, really wicked set. So... hopefully, you will be getting to hear some snippets from last night's show. So just if you don't already, follow us on socials, Zone88 Official, and keep up to date with what we're doing. And yeah, we'll be announcing more parties in the foreseeable. But instead of playing some music from last night, we'll play a track from one of the artists from last night. So this next one's by Post Human, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. This one's called Acid Cranker. So it should give you a suitable flavour of the kind of stuff we were getting down to last night.
Back to back.
Yo, that was Post Human with Acid Cranker. Straight into another track here. This is LFO, Leeds Warehouse Mix.
Oh.
show. We're getting into the last 10 minutes of the Right Track show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. If you're not familiar with us at Right Tracks, we're a social enterprise, community interest company, non-profit, based in Castlegate in the city centre here in Sheffield. We do all sorts of things besides running radio shows on a Saturday night.
Soon to be Fridays as well.
But yeah, we do all sorts of stuff. We've been running an events platform here in Sheff for the last 10 years. We've got a music venue called Plot 22 based in Castlegate. We've also been running community music projects here in Sheffield over the past 5 years or so, particularly with vulnerable young people and adults, providing engaging music sessions which have ranged from things like learning to play instruments, learning music production, through to songwriting, performance, and everything in between. We've just come to the end of a 2-year programme where we reached over 150 adults across Sheff. We were running music drop-in sessions on Wednesday nights, which were really well attended, and I think by all accounts it was a successful project funded by South Yorkshire Housing Association and Sheffield City Council. So we do have to big them up, I'm afraid, for their support, enabling us to support vulnerable people with access to music provision in Sheffield. And yeah, that last track, LFO, with LFO, the Leeds Warehouse mix, links us nicely, as we've just done a project in Leeds very recently, just a couple of weeks ago, last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, so since 2021, apart from, like Mike said, working with vulnerable adults and providing positive activities and music, we've focused a lot of our work on providing those similar opportunities for young people. We've worked with young people in Youth Justice Service, Care Experience Young People, but a lot of our work has been for young people not in education, employment or training. And since 2021, we've had a working partnership with the King's Trust to deliver music production programmes to young people aged 16 to 30 who have like limited access to music making and yeah, are unemployed and not do much. And yeah, look through the courses, we've delivered 7 of them now. And yeah, each of them, I was just saying to one of our guests in the studio, Sasha, big ups to Sasha. Yeah, every time like we do one of these courses, it just seems to get like better and better. And like we tell the group that every time, and we're like, yeah, we don't say that to every group, I promise, but we kind of do, because like the music that they're making is insane. And we've got a track lined up to play you from the last course that we did. It was at Feel Good Studio in Leeds. But yeah, just to give a bit more context to the course itself, it's delivered in 5 days by our amazing Right Tracks facilitators. And yeah, first 2 days is like basically spent on gelling the group and teaching music skills. And yeah, by the end of the week, the young people make a brand new piece of music with a group that they've kind of put themselves in, and they're all like pushing their boundaries in terms of like you know, like what they're doing on the course. Like some of them may not have ever worked with someone else before, some people are learning skills for the first time, and yeah, it's just insane what they come up with. And yeah, last week we wrapped up another course in Leeds, and you actually made a bit of a documentary, which I'm going to play a little clip from. If I jump onto, might just play the shorter clip, and then we can end with a track from them. So
it's a banger.
It's an absolute banger. Bear with us. Right, so this is a little short clip from the course last week, and we made a bit of a documentary of the week. So here we go.
I'm Angel, and I'm a previous participant turned volunteer here at Right Tracks' Get Started Music Production Program, partnered with the King's Trust.
We are going for something like electronic, very like cutesy, but also like hard dance.
I've never really brought the thought, but I feel like I can actually do it now.
It's gone in like an R&B direction and it's got dynamics.
So I'm quite excited for the end of this week because I've never released anything. Been making stuff for years, really. Just never really put anything out there.
Yes, yes. So just a little clip there. There's a longer documentary on YouTube as well, so if you find us on YouTube, Right Tracks, RiteTrax, and that's the Get Started with Music Production 7 course in partnership with King's Trust, and you'll see some more interviews with the young people and from their experiences and from the course, and we absolutely buzz off providing those courses and those opportunities for young people, and it's insane what they come up with. So we're going to play one last track to round off tonight's show. And this is a track made by one of the groups from the course last week. This one is called Incoming, and it's Healing. All right.
All of my fears, yeah, I faced it. Only you know what I'm facing. Heart's beating slow, but my mind's racing. All the struggles that I've seen with my own eyes, I keep it clearly in my conscience, I was precise. Baby, with you it ain't a struggle, help me realize. Maybe I can find real love in this life. These nights alone, you bring me happiness. I don't want to spend these nights in pain. You remind me of myself again.
Right, right, right. We are unfortunately coming to the end of the show, so we are going to have to wrap up, but we are definitely going to get that track into our playlist to play again on the next show that we're hosting. It's been me, Adam, and Mike.